to Moses Lindsay, best interim sous pastry chef since, well, me. With a grin, Tennille Sterling lifted their martini glass high. The frothy, orangey-pink liquid inside caught the light. The man of the hour lifted his own glass to join in the toast with his co-workers from Delicieux. His pint of Ducar's IPA tasted as bittersweet as this last outing. Over the past couple of months, he'd grown attached to all of them. From Tennille, with their wicked sense of humor, spiked blonde hair, and unparalleled skill with caramel, to Antonia Hawthorne, who ran the front of the patisserie with flawless style and service from the wheelchair they all knew perfectly well was her throne, to shy Marcella Creevy, the intern from Manchester, who'd started right before he had and was only just now coming out of her shell. And then there was her, Zuri Patil, executive pastry chef and the genius behind Delicieux. Moses had been crushing on her professionally long before they ever met, being absolutely in awe of the confections that emerged from her Edinburgh kitchen. But working side by side with her, he'd gotten to know the woman herself. Warm and vivacious, she ran her patisserie like a family, and absolutely nothing could convince him that all that love wasn't what made her pastries taste so damned good. She sparkled, and it showed in the depths of her espresso-colored eyes and the easy flash of her smile. Was it any wonder he was half in love with her? Not that he'd done anything about it. He'd known his time in Scotland was temporary, just the latest stop in a once-in-a-lifetime, year-long trek around the world, studying with some of the best pastry chefs in the business. And even if it hadn't been, she deserved better than the likes of him, an ex-con who'd learned the basis of his trade in a prison kitchen. He'd come a long damned way from that guy, but he understood there were limits to how high he could rise. Because of the second chance he'd been given by Chef Athena Reynolds at her Michelin-starred restaurant Olympus in Chicago, he'd already done more and come further than he'd ever dreamed he could, and he was grateful for that every day. She'd become so much more than a boss over the years. She was one of his closest friends. But she'd moved on from Olympus and helped him arrange this tour of kitchens. The tour was coming to an end, so it was time for him to move on, too. Tomorrow. For tonight, he didn't want to think about his impending flight back to the U.S. He just wanted to enjoy the company and soak up as much of Zuri's warmth as he could before he returned to his pre-furnished flat for the last time.